Time for a monthly visit with our friends from Encourage. And the Encourage Foundation office is located at 478 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, also across the street from Hotel Mead, a busy part of our downtown. And their phone number is 715-818-6179. And today we're going to the farm. We're going to give you an update on the school at Altenburg's Farm. Gus Mancuso is here, and he's brought along a special guest. I'm going to let him do the introductions, and we'll give you an update on what's happening with the idea of a school farm at Altenburg. So, good morning, Gus.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you again for us, and I'm very, very pleased to bring along one of our board members who will be participating in today's show, Gail West. And so we're really excited about our board, and we're going to talk more about that and the progress we've made throughout the show. So we're excited about all that.
And people are probably wondering, and maybe you can give them a quick update or a tutorial, Encourage's role in this whole process.
As you know, and I think hopefully many of our listeners know, over the last 20 years, we have been focused, Encourage has been focused on how to build a better economy for our community and also how to build a better community in general. And I think this happened. We transformed ourselves really in many respects, coming out of the early 2000s when we saw a lot of things happening in the community that were not really positive, and it was really through no fault of anyone's. It was just the fact that there was a lot of change in the economy. We were no longer the paper producing mecca of the world, if you will, in which we had two major industries, one world headquarters for decades here. So we saw a need to transform, and we really looked for people who had really innovative, interesting ideas that were willing to do things differently and to help grow a different kind of economy and grow a different kind of community. So we've been really excited about that. Obviously, you know that much of our work is based on relationships and building those relationships for the common good and the common good of our community. And I think it's been really exciting to know five other board members that are really excited and have the same viewpoint that we have about building a better economy, a better community for the benefit of all of us. So that's our role. That continues to be our role. And, you know, there are lots of examples of that in our community already over the last 20 years, the peer council. We've talked about the Reggie board here that's doing great things around the economy. Rick Bacola encouraged that. The business Education Alliance, in which now since the summer of 2012 we have all of our area schools meeting quarterly to talk about common problems and common values and how we can all work together, and that's public and private. So those are all kinds of things that we've been working at in Encourage, and of course the Tribune Building. The Tribune Building is a shining light about how people can together and get something done, and that's going to happen too. So we're excited about all of these things.
Okay, so Gail, give us a little bit your background. I guess, how did you get involved with the project?
Well, basically, I was born and raised, well, not really born, but raised on a dairy farm and in the dairy industry with a family for a number of years. And then I went on after college to work for nonprofits, both in Wisconsin and Iowa. I came back in the mid-70s, and I was the second executive director of Community Industries, which ODC just formed an alliance with. And then after that, I was 25-plus years as administrator in agribusiness as a potato broker.
Okay.
After that, I was a field man for Green Giant Fresh Potatoes and Onions, and retired in 2008. And do a little volunteer work now. And I normally have a very good honey-do list for my wife.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no such thing as retirement. Most guys end up busier than during their work life. But what intrigued you about this project, a school at Altenburg's Farm?
I've known Harold for many years, and he got a hold of me one day, and he said, I think he's a board member of this school at Altenburg Farms. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to get involved in something like that, but telling me about it. So Harold was telling me about his vision of having a nonprofit organization take over his farm, and then he would bring students that were in need of other than a normal classroom setting, and to help them work out difficulties they had. And that was his vision, is to work with youth. And then from there, it would be self-sustaining. With the income from the strawberries, the income from the pumpkins, we would not have to go to taxpayers and get money. To do that, we do need to get money up front in order to get it started. But anyway, that's how I got started with Harold. And they, for some reason or other, I am the senior member of the board and some treasurer, thinking that I would have more time.
Okay. How many members are there on the board?
There are six, right, Gil?
There are six members. Jeff Boyd, who's from Mortensen Farms. Ashley Calloway with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Brad Kramer, who is the president from Hillcrest Family Farms. Tracy Neve, who is a former teacher and now works at Renaissance Learning. And myself. And we also have another fellow here by the name of Gus Mancuso that was just nominated to the board.
And I see you got a little presentation for Gus today.
Yes, I was visiting with some friends Oakery Family Farms yesterday. And one thing that they said is that you need to have a red bandana to go and be a farmer.
Yeah.
Here, Gus, is your red bandana.
Hey, folks, it's a real red bandana. And it's an Oakley
Family Farm.
It's over 100 years.
Now you can be
an official
farmer.
This is really neat.
You've been inducted.
I have been inducted. This is fabulous for a city guy who grew up on the east side of Milwaukee. This is something that I will wear with pride all around central Wisconsin. My sons and family will get a big kick out of this.
Yeah, I expect to see you wearing that. Pam's getting a photo for our website.
For the website? Yeah, you betcha. Take another one so we get it for the website. Right?
There we go.
I have been fully transparent in my role throughout this entire process about the fact that I didn't know anything about the farm and the farming process, and Harold educated me, and now I've got the fine board members doing the same thing.
So. But you bring an important skill. You ran a big high school. About educational, the educational aspects, and I guess what I'm seeing with this board is people bringing skill sets that are necessary to make it run.
Yes, indeed. And we do have an outstanding, and Gus brings a lot to it, and especially his organizing ability and his education background. Mm-hmm. And we have an array of interest, but all the board members share Harold's passion, and that is for this school and get it going.
We've got to take a quick break, and I want to talk about how we're going to get it started, the first students, who are the type of students that will be there, and also maybe how the public can help you folks out, how we can make this dream become a reality. We're getting an update on the school at Altenburg's Farm in our Encourage monthly update. Gus Mancuso is here, and he's a member of the board, and he's just been formally inducted with his red bandana. And Gail West is here, and we gave you a little bit of a background. Now, I guess, who will be some of the first students? How are we looking at kids who are having troubles academically, kids who have an interest in agriculture, or what are we looking at?
All of the above. Harold's vision is for students between the ages of 14 and 19 to have this rich farm experience. And there have been kids on really both spectrums, Carl, on the farm so far in a very, very limited way. And I think that that's the reason why Harold became so passionate, because he saw the importance of something in the lives of kids that gave them a rich land agriculture experience. So the focus is 14 and 19. There will be kids there. We have connections with all the area schools, which we're going to introduce this concept to. We are also going to be talking about it in the school apprenticeship program that the state sponsors, that Eric Seiler at Lincoln High School coordinates for the area schools, is the go-to person. So we're going to be striking a balance between kids that want to just have the experience, that want to work on the farm, learn something about it, and be paid for it, obviously, and then also a school apprenticeship where some student either is in and has already a career goal to be in agriculture, or has a strong interest. Maybe his grandparents were raised on a farm, or his father was raised on a farm, and he wants to know more about it. So there'll be a school apprenticeship program that we're going to wrap around the farm as well in the first year. Keep in mind, a lot of our focus in this phase one is getting kids in the pipeline to the school and getting them excited about it, and then as well maintain status quo of the farm itself with the strawberries and the corn and the pumpkin, whatever is there. We want to maintain those 40 acres in a tillable land situation. So we're just really working on getting kids in the pipeline and then working with our lead farmer, who we are in the process of finalizing, working with Harold to because Harold is this encyclopedia of knowledge.
Yes.
That we have to tap. And as previous here, Gail mentioned, Gail has a very good relationship with Harold that goes back decades, literally decades, and so he understands, Harold and both Gail understand that importance.
So will there be classes at Altenburg's, or are they just going to take what they learn in the classroom and bring it to the field?
The school apprenticeship program by the state requires that kids have base knowledge in the classes that they take in the schoolhouse.
Okay.
And for this first year, they will then apply that knowledge and that interest and those skill sets learned on the farm, working alongside the mentors and also the lead farmer there. Now, if a kid is out there that is instructed to be out there, agrees to go out there, either through volunteering or community service, those kinds of things, that's going to be a different kind of educational. But until we get the school launched around the farm, we're focusing on the phase one and then build out. We've got Tracy Neve, as Gail has mentioned. And all of these people, by the way, came to the community launch in January, the last part of January. I did not know anybody on this list except Tracy, because they all came literally out of the woodwork because to support Harold's vision on those two. So Tracy is the one that she's got 23 years of teaching in the Pittsville School District, and she is now working at Renaissance Learning, and she's excited and very, very passionate about the educational component.
So that kind of leads into the progress today. You got the board. You got got the schools involved. So what's next?
Well, and in the schools, when Harold's vision is that it's a mile radius from his farm, so this does not exclude any of the area schools. So
okay.
We didn't want to inform that. So we do have a person that is going to come in, as Gus mentioned, the farm director, and he is going to be under Harold's mentorship, you call it such, and learning more about strawberries, about pumpkins and things, as well as working with the youth.
Okay, so this year, when the growing season begins, how many kids would Harold like to see working out there?
Well, they're going to start the program with between 5 and 7, but Harold also has had in the past a number of youth, and we will probably do the same. When they start picking, they need people there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they need to be told where to go and how to do it. And Harold and his son have done a wonderful job in getting this enterprise organized and functionalized, and we need to learn from that.
Okay, so where's the initial funds for this whole effort? You kind of touched on that, sir. How are we going to get this up and running? And is that an area where the public can help out with donations, say, for instance?
Indeed, indeed they can. We will begin a earnest fundraising campaign shortly. We have already reached out to certain people. We have a matching gift from Encourage for $25,000. And as soon as we can get the $25,000 that's been donated to us, Encourage will match that to make it
$50,000. Wow.
It's from the Barker Mead Fund that was involved, and it's designated for youth, and it was a award gift to the farm because of the passion that that we have around it. And again, the history behind this was Harold several years ago came to us and had this vision, had this mission, had been sharing it with others, and again, it goes back to what our role is. People have great ideas, creative ideas, something that helps a community. That's where we're at.
Well, when Harold was here, he got quite honestly emotional talking this because there's no one in his family that wants to take over the farm. So he doesn't want to see it become a strip mall or something like that. He wants to see it stay a farm and help kids at the same time.
And in so doing, he has donated the use of his farm, the tillable land, for a dollar. And we will then, as the school, we will then rent his equipment, and we will pay him for the strawberries that were planted last year, and that will become in fruition here in 2 months, hopefully, if my nature goes along with it. We don't have more days like today.
Okay. Well, and that's something, too, great about educating young people about this, the ones that they go, they start paying attention to things like weather. Mom and Dad, we need a straw. But they get excited about the whole process of growing a crop.
Oh, yeah.
And the management. You've been in the business. You know what's all involved with it.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and to see these students get involved, and they see something being raised. They're talking about having some plots out there with some other things other than what Harold had in order to broaden the scope of the agriculture that is there.
Okay.
Now, along with that, we, of course, do need funds to get started to help compensate for Mr. Altenberg for his berries and things. So we are asking for contributions, and one of the ways that they can do it is through Encourage's website.
Okay.
They can participate online. They can contact Encourage. They can contact any one of the board members as well. And as Gail mentioned, we are going to have an intentional, sustainable fundraising opportunity. And no gift is too small in terms of it. And I think that that's the beauty of what we're talking about. Everybody's got a positive feeling and remembrance and memories about their time on the farm, and we need to really support this as a community.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I'm thinking every family that's either gone there to pick strawberries as a family or attended one of the events that Harold has held up out there for families. Pam and I went out there and went on a sleigh ride this past winter. We had a ball. It was right after that storm. And so the place was beautiful, and it was a bright, sunny day. And we got on and took a ride around and had some hot chocolate or specialty coffee afterwards. And there were families and there were kids. It was a ball. Mm-hmm. And we told some other family members about it from out of town. And they said, if they do it again next year, let us know. Mm-hmm. We want to bring the kids. So if every family that has a memory like that would donate, say, just $1.
Mm-hmm. Yep, matched, right?
Look how much you would raise. Mm-hmm. How many families have been out there?
And if they wanted to be like Mortensen Brothers, they donated $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is going towards the match. So,
but whatever you can agree, one to five, whatever, if your family says, hey, listen, we've had a lot of fun as a family. It's been part of our family tradition every year to go out to Altenberg's and do something. Let's make this a reality. We're going to make a donation for that. I mean, I think that would be cool.
if anyone would like to think about giving a donation and they want a little bit more information, they can call Encourage and ask to have a board member visit with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'd be more than happy to do that.
How often is the board going to be meeting?
We're hoping it doesn't have to meet as often as it has. We did not realize the amount of steps. We are in a process of getting a 501c3.
Okay.
And the last I counted, I think it was 26 pages long.
Whoa.
And that takes 5 to 6 months. So we are now using Encourage until we can get our 501c3. Mm-hmm. We do have a federal ID number.
Applied for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We applied for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot, all the that's involved.
One quote that has been mentioned at the board on a couple different occasions, maybe several, in a variety of different ways, nothing good comes easy. Nothing great just automatically happens. And I think this is a very, very good example of that. There's been a lot of people working very, very hard together solving some complex issues. And, you know, we've got a lot of things coming at us at once, fundraising, putting the educational component in, working with Harold in terms of the transition. So I can't say enough great things about our board. And I think also Gail mentioned something I think that's really important. This is going to be an inclusive farm school, which means kids from the area. We hope that it becomes so popular that we have to turn kids away because of the interest in it. And that could happen sooner than later from our point of view. And it's also something that we're working very, very hard at. Inclusiveness also means farming and agriculture is an asset in central Wisconsin,
right.
All kinds of it, big farms, small farms, and all of that is going to be eventually represented in the model that we create. And we've talked about it being almost an agricultural museum, if you will, where kids can learn an awful lot about what's happening on the land, because that's what's really important.
Well, gentlemen, this is coming at a time when there's so much more interest and the so-called farm-to-table movement, where our food comes from. People are wanting to know where their food comes from, and they want to support local farmers and local agriculture businesses. This couldn't be coming at a better, from a time in terms of a timeline, than right now. I mean, I would imagine your peers in the industry, well, I can see that on the board, but others within the industry have to be terribly excited about this.
I don't know of anything that I've ever heard of that's been so enlightening, so to speak, and people hear it. They also share Harold's vision. And Harold's vision is to educate, and once this gets started, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, but the board is all passionate about this vision.
Yeah. It sounds like Harold tapped into something that really struck a chord mm-hmm. with the whole larger community.
And we also know that there's lots of people out there, if just given the opportunity, will help out in the second phase in terms of mentoring, volunteering, mm-hmm. financially supporting it as well, because we eventually want to be sustainable and very, very independent in terms of the operation.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the update, gentlemen. This has been very informative and exciting, and welcome to the club there.
I'm
bandana now.
I'm going to learn how to wear this and when to wear it, and so we'll be all scored away. Thanks.
Guys, and again, folks, if you want more, go to the Encourage website if you want to make a donation, or call 715-818-6179 and say, hey, listen, I heard the segment on the Morning Magazine. I want to make a contribution and help out, and we'll keep you posted on this program as the dream becomes a reality.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
And you're very welcome. And that's going to do it with today's edition of the magazine. We've been visiting with Gus Mancuso and Gail West talking about the school at Altenburg's Farm on the monthly Encourage update.